Billy and the Time Skateboard by Terry Bisson. "Go out and play with your friends," said Billy's mother.
"I don't have any friends," said Billy.
"You can make friends," said Billy's mother. "Here's a dollar." Billy went out to play. He didn't have any friends. He had one enemy, though. His name was Vernon. Vernon lived next door. Billy looked over the fence. "Want to play with me?" he asked. Vernon was in a wheelchair. He made a face. "No, because you're stupid," he said. "I'd rather play with a girl."
"I'll give you a dollar," said Billy.
"Let me see it," said Vernon. Billy showed him the dollar. "I'd like to have a dollar," said Vernon. "Give it to me and I will let you ride on my skateboard."
"It doesn't have any wheels," said Billy.
"It doesn't need wheels," said Vernon. "It's a time skateboard."
"There's no such thing," said Billy.
"There is so," said Vernon. "Try it." Billy gave Vernon the dollar. Vernon gave Billy the skateboard. He handed it over the fence. Billy got on it, but he couldn't make it go.
"It doesn't work," he said. "I want my dollar back."
"Maybe it needs batteries," said Vernon. "It's my dollar now." He rolled away laughing. Billy hated Vernon. He turned the skateboard over. It looked stupid. Instead of wheels, it had a place for batteries. Billy went into the house and stole two batteries out of his mother's purse. It was filled with batteries. He put two batteries in the skateboard and pointed it toward the past. Then he got on. It took off real fast. When it stopped, Billy lost his balance. He fell off in the mud. There was a big battle all around. Bullets were whizzing through the air. Dead bodies were all around. There was a man in a blue suit with gold buttons.
"Who are you?" Billy asked.
"I am Napoleon," said the man. "What is that thing?" Billy told him. "A time skateboard."
"Just what I need," said Napoleon. He grabbed it and Billy started to cry.
"Don't be such a crybaby," said Napoleon. Bullets were whizzing all around. Billy got mad.
"It's mine," he said. "I gave a dollar for it."
He grabbed it back. He pointed it toward the future and got on. It took off real fast, and Napoleon disappeared. When it stopped, Billy fell off on the concrete. There were rocket ships all around. They were shooting at each other. There were robots, too. They were all fighting. One of the robots saw Billy and whirred over. It tried to kill Billy with a ray gun, but Billy got away just in time. He fell off the skateboard into the grass. It was wet and smelled funny. Now Billy was in the woods. There were cavemen all around. They had big spears. They grabbed Billy and tied him up with leather strings.
"I'm just a little boy," said Billy.
But it didn't do any good. The cavemen couldn't talk. They were going to eat Billy. His legs were tied together with leather strings, and he couldn't run. The cavemen were building a fire. They were using sticks. Billy hopped over to the skateboard and got on when they weren't looking. It took off real fast. The cavemen disappeared. When the skateboard stopped, Billy fell off again. He was back in his yard. He untied his legs and threw the leather strings away. The cavemen didn't know any good knots. Vernon was looking through the fence. He couldn't look over it because his wheelchair was too short.
"I want my dollar back," said Billy. "I don't like this time skateboard."
"Who cares?" said Vernon. "Besides, you have already used it."
"I don't like used stuff."
He rolled away laughing. Billy had an idea. He took out one of the batteries and pointed the skateboard toward the past. He got back on with one foot and made it go just a little. He didn't fall off this time. He stepped off and the skateboard disappeared. He looked over the fence. Now Vernon was holding the skateboard in his lap. Billy was holding the dollar. He showed it to Vernon.
I'd like to have a dollar, said Vernon. Give it to me and I'll let you ride on my skateboard.
It doesn't have any wheels, said Billy.
It doesn't need wheels, said Vernon.
Then you don't need a dollar, said Billy, as he walked away laughing. He had won. He had his dollar back. Now maybe he could find a real friend.